You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
What's up, membershipers? Thank you for listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison, founder of Membership Geeks, and today I'm going to be pulling back the curtain a little bit on what's been changing inside Membership Academy this year. If you've been listening for a while, you will know that I regularly like to share the behind the scenes of everything we do at Membership Academy, because from a decade of running our membership, I know that not only do our audience, whether you are a podcast listener, whether you're part of Membership Academy, I know that you get immense value from the things that I teach you, but I also know that you get just as much, if not more, value from seeing how I run my thing. I always joke about how Membership Academy is the most meta kind of business, because it's a membership about memberships. And while there are lessons and takeaways and strategies that you can take from our courses, from our workshops, and from our podcast episodes, you can learn so much just by observing how I run my membership. And most of the members of the academy tell me that a lot of the things that have helped their business, they picked up from just looking at what we're doing, what has worked for them as a member of our academy. So because of that, I do like, whenever I can, to show you behind the scenes and to explain some of our thinking, to delve into changes and pivots that we're making, to talk about what's worked and what hasn't worked, in the hopes that you'll be able to take away and learn from my experiences as a fellow membership owner. So today I want to talk about four of the main ways that Membership Academy is changing this year for the better. Now, I touched on some of this back when we celebrated our 10th anniversary all the way back in August last year, when I spoke a bit about how the industry has changed. How back when I started in 2015, memberships were still a bit of a mystery, and the biggest thing people needed help with was figuring the model out. Like, what the heck is a membership? How does it work? How do we separate the bad advice from the good practices? And how do we wrestle with the technology? What kind of content should we offer? All of those fundamental things that these days I think most people have a grasp on. You know, memberships have become so much more commonplace over the years, and membership owners are now going into their second decade. So over the last, six to 12 months, we've been pivoting what we do inside the academy more and more to align with that. Because you can get a membership up and running, thanks to how great the tech is these days, you can get a membership up and running in a matter of hours. If you've got the audience, if you've got the expertise to share, if you've already got some training material created, you can do the launching part, the creation part, faster than it's ever been possible to do it before. And even if you are taking your time and you're following our path, our roadmap that we provide that shows you how to launch, that's designed to get you launched in 90 days. But 90 days is a drop in the ocean compared to how long I want you to have your membership running. And so because of that, because of how many more memberships exist, because of how much better equipped people are to start their membership right, we are focusing almost exclusively now with Membership Academy on the growth part. Now, of course, we are still the best place to learn how to launch a membership, thanks to our membership roadmap. But we have really been doubling, trebling, and quadrupling down on membership growth. So I mentioned the membership roadmap before. For the longest time, our membership roadmap has solely dealt with launching. The roadmap has helped you go from having a nugget of an idea all the way through to getting a fully fledged membership launched the right way with some solid foundational marketing and retention strategies in place. But it's always been about the launch. And then after the launch, that's when we kind of sent you into our wider library. That's when we told you, come along to our Q&As and ask the questions about the things you need to know to grow your membership. But now we've gone even further with our roadmap. So now our membership roadmap, which is kind of at the heart of the academy, it no longer stops at the launch. We've now carried it on into the second phase, which is the growth phase. So not only are you having this step-by-step pathway to get launched, once you've launched, that path continues into growth, into the things that are going to help you get more members, keep more members, make your business more streamlined, and see that continuous growth in member numbers, in revenue, in business stability. So this has been one of the most exciting things I've done in the entire time we've run the academy. Because the launch roadmap itself was kind of the, well, it's the beating heart, but also my magnum opus. And the fact that we're now continuing on with the same level, the same quality, the same practical steps, the same, you know, high-end future-focused strategy and tactics, that's so exciting to me, because it never quite sat right that we kind of, we didn't leave you to it, but once you'd launched, we kind of said, listen, you've launched, you're equipped now to have a membership that does well. And if you want to start diving into more stuff, well, here's this training, here's this workshop, here are these action plans. Like, I've never liked the shift between giving people the step-by-step, this is exactly what to do, in which order, in order to accomplish that next level. I've never liked that we switched away from that once you'd launched. So now we're continuing on with our growth roadmap. Like, I'm as happy as I could possibly be with how we are serving people with their memberships beyond getting launched. And again, you look at most of these expensive courses out there that charge thousands of dollars, and you'll probably start hearing some noises about one of the most common ones pretty soon. Like, they charge thousands of dollars just to get your membership launched. And even then, it's not a patch on what we cover in our launch roadmap. But the truth is, the launch has become the easiest part of the process. It genuinely has. Now, that's not to say it's easy, but it's the easiest part of the process. Now, growth is where it's at, and I'm so excited in how we're pivoting the academy to focus on growth. So the biggest piece of that is the membership growth roadmap. So our roadmap is now in two phases, the launch phase and the growth phase. This growth phase is so exciting. It's been rolling out over the last couple of months. It's continuing to roll out. We're covering advanced audience building, advanced lead generation techniques. We're covering how to increase your sales conversions, how to level up your member experience, advanced member onboarding and offboarding strategies, handling cancellations, the latest on how to keep people engaged in a world where there's more distractions than ever, and so on and so on and so on. Like, everything that you need is being covered in the 8 in-depth modules that we are including in our growth roadmap. And we're backing that up with even more improvements across the academy. So we have an entire library of AI prompts that are pre-written, copy and pasteable for the most common things that are going to give you wins with your membership tasks day to day, whether it's marketing, whether it's just operations, whether it's writing emails, whether it's your social content, whether it's planning out membership content. We've got a whole library of pre-written prompts for all the most common tasks, so you can utilize AI the way it's meant to be used. We're also really heavily pushing the private coaching that you can get inside the academy from me, because while the growth roadmap is going to give you that pathway that will help you to implement the more advanced strategies and tactics to grow your membership, as you grow, you absolutely find that some of the challenges become more unique to you and your circumstances. Some of the support that you need isn't something that you can just learn in a workshop or, you know, hear about in a podcast episode. The support that you need becomes a lot more personal the more the membership grows. And so the unique thing we do inside Membership Academy is enable you to directly communicate with me privately, to send me messages by a video, audio, or even text-based messages that come into me that nobody else sees. And then you get my response, my advice, my consultation and coaching direct to your inbox. Again, entirely private. So you essentially have the leading expert in online memberships, if I do say so myself, and thankfully a lot of other people say that too, so that's not just the ego speaking, but you have the leading expert in online memberships on demand, on tap, for coaching and consulting. And this isn't a chatbot that is trained on the leading expert. this is actually me. You're going to get those videos back when I'm sitting waiting for a train, when I'm in a hotel room, when I'm on my couch on a lunch break. You're going to get those videos from me while my hair's messy, while my beard needs a trim, while I'm wearing geeky t-shirts. Like, you are getting me through the academy. And this has been something that we've done for a while, but this is becoming even more a centerpiece of what we do as part of our mission to be more growth focused. And some of you, if you've been in the academy, I'm not sure if I've talked about this too much on the podcast. One of my favorite things that we have is something that are called member missions. So these are the playbooks. These are detailed, practical playbooks for specific advanced tactics that give you quick wins, that you can literally just go away, follow step by step to do a member win back campaign, to run a testimonial drive, to piece together your Black Friday campaign. So these member missions package together everything that you need to do and give you the playbook to execute highly effective wins, result-driven tactics that will get you big results, whether it's for sales, whether it's improving retention, whether it's just streamlining things in your business. And these missions come with pre-written templates, with scripts, with design elements. So we put together design elements for some things where we're helping you do a promotional campaign or something like that. And these are my favorite things to do. Now, these used to be something that we only ever did once a month, right? So you could only get one a month. You had a month to do that mission and then it was done. You might not see that mission ever again. Not too long ago, we made all the missions available to everyone because we want to equip you at the right time with whatever you need. But that in and of itself gives you, I mean, just the missions on their own. If you work through all these missions, you're going to get more sales, you're going to retain more members, you're going to have a stronger business. I'm not going to say I'm guaranteed, like that's a guarantee, but it's because nothing's guaranteed. But that, it's as close to a guarantee as you're ever going to get in the online space, because this is proven stuff that works and we've made it stupidly easy for you to implement. And it's all growth focused too. But I still liked that little bit of extra impetus, that little kick up the butt that came from assigning our members one mission a month to do. And so we're actually bringing a bit of that back. We started running community sprints where every month I'm going to be laying down the gauntlet to our community to complete one of these missions. So right now, at the time of recording, it's the end of January. We've got a sprint that's just kicked off today to push everyone to do a win back campaign. So to run a short email based campaign to try and entice back your former members. It's one of the biggest missed opportunities. It's one of the biggest things that membership owners don't do that could be bringing them so much more additional revenue and boosting their numbers. And we've got the mission to do that. But this week, I am lighting a fire under everyone to actually take up that challenge, be part of the sprint. Over the next 5 to 7 days, we're going to have a bunch of our academy members executing on this. And so again, this is just a big, big part of our increased focus on growth, almost exclusive focus on growth. Everything else we've got in the academy supports that. We have things like our copy clinic. So every month you can get detailed feedback from our copywriter Zoe on your emails, on your sales page, your landing page copy, a little micro copy, social media posts. We've got our expert copywriter analyzing that stuff for you. And this is the stuff that growing memberships need. It's very easy to just give you the path, give you the templates and the tools to launch your membership. But once you're up and running, that on its own is not enough. We're going to give you the path. We're going to give you the templates and tools all through our growth roadmap. But the extra support, the more in-depth training with our workshops, the resources with our pre-written email templates, our AI prompts, the direct access to me for coaching and consultancy, this is the stuff that puts it over the top. And so seeing this all come together centered around that growth roadmap and really doubling down on our focus on membership growth, that's probably the biggest way in which the academy is changing this year. As part of that, so I know I said kind of four ways the academy is changing. I'm kind of counting that as just one. That's one way the academy is changing, and that's the increased growth focus. But related to that, a big scary change that we've made is we've removed our tech walkthroughs, our walkthroughs for membership plugins and membership platforms that were designed to help you set up that initial software that you use to run your membership. So MemberPress, Kajabi, and what have you. And this was a difficult decision because back when we first started, this was our bread and butter. This was the thing most people needed us for because there were so many tools, there were so many plugins out there. None of them had good documentation. They all changed regularly. A lot of them weren't poorly designed, but they were so early stage, it wasn't always obvious how to do certain things. And the companies themselves didn't have walkthroughs and courses on how to set them up. Or if they did, they were overly technical, like they assumed you were a web developer. And so it was so difficult trying to create a membership website. That's simply not the case now. Almost every major membership plugin has fantastic documentation. Most of them have courses, detailed courses that will walk you through getting set up. A lot of them have onboarding, so they have like a built-in interactive onboarding process within the plugin that will help you get set up in a breeze. None of this stuff existed 10 years ago. And the fact that it does today has just been rendering our courses redundant. Like, it's better for you to go and follow MemberPress's own documentation than it is for you to follow our course. And so I did think, well, people expect it. People have used it, you know, some of the most watched courses that we've got are tech courses, but actually when I looked at it, that's been tailing off and tailing off because people just haven't needed them as much. But it was a really difficult call to get rid of them because it's kind of felt like, well, does it in some way make us look like we're not covering all the bases? Should we do it just so we have more stuff so we can say we've got all these walkthroughs? But ultimately, it doesn't serve our members to have them. The best way to serve our members is to direct you. So we obviously help you choose what plugins to use. We walk you through the strategy behind the tech. We help you form the actual strategy for your membership before you choose your technology because the strategy informs your tech. But once it comes to the actual nuts and bolts of setting up your WordPress membership plugin, setting up Kajabi, or, you know, whatever software you're using, the best thing we can do for you is direct you to the training material provided by that software company. And I realized that when I was midway through recording the updated courses. So I was updating our MemberPress plugin walkthrough and found myself referring to the official documentation so much and kind of thinking, what am I doing? I'm basically just replicating what they already have now. And so when I went and looked at all the others, same thing. In fact, a lot of the others were more detailed and more comprehensive and clearer than what I was creating. And so it is that thing. And I think the lesson for anyone who's been running the membership for a while is to recognize that what got you here won't always get you there. And the same goes for your audience. What was the best thing to serve your audience 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 2 years ago, might not be the best thing to serve your audience today. If your market has changed around you, that's a good thing because actually now all the time that's been freed up from creating these tech walkthroughs that just are not required and then from keeping them updated, all that time now can be funneled in to creating fantastic growth-focused content, the stuff that other people can't teach, the stuff that they don't teach, on creating tools and resources for more unique use cases. So on the tech front, it means I can create tutorials for much more advanced stuff, and I can actually create tools and plugins myself, which will help me do really ninja-level stuff. So again, this kind of fits in nicely, it dovetails nicely with the focus on growth, but also it's just that acceptance and recognition that times change, needs change, and just because something was essentially the star of the show, the main thing, the main selling point once upon a time, doesn't mean that it needs to continue to be part of your membership offer. So removing that, removing the membership plugins, was daunting. I honestly, my finger hovered above that button before I kind of turned them all into drafts and redirected people to the official documentation and the official courses. But no, that's a much necessary move, probably a slightly overdue one. And it's just so much more better aligned, not only with the direction we want to go in, but also with what our audience needs. And I think that's telling, the fact that not a single person has even mentioned it. Like, that's how redundant I feel the tech courses we just removed are. And at the same time, we've done an audit of the rest of our content, made sure there's no duplication, made sure, you know, if someone wants to learn about audience building, they're not being sent to five different places, and just streamlining things down. Because as we all know, memberships aren't about the stuff, it's about what the stuff makes possible. And you're not going to get to that if people are too overwhelmed by you having way too much content or too many different things that all cover the same topic. So yes, removing the tech stuff is definitely the second big way that we change this year. The third is that we are diversifying our offer. So we're diversifying the ways in which we serve our audience. So for the longest time, Membership Academy has been the star product, and in a lot of cases, the only product. It's the be all and end all. And some of that is because we made Membership Academy just incredible. If I say so myself, we made it probably better than it needed to be, in all honesty, through things like incorporating the ability to get that coaching from me. That is something that I think a lot of membership owners probably wouldn't put into their membership. They'd have as a separate thing. But, you know, we deliberately added so much value into the academy, knowing that it meant the academy would be the be-all end-all. It is the star product, and maybe some things that other people or, you know, whatever would separate out into other offerings, like we almost sacrificed that in the name of making Membership Academy absolutely epic. And it is absolutely epic, but that now means that we can look at what's next. Because there's always a portion of your audience who need more, want more, and are willing to invest in something that will get them either more access, something that will deliver a higher level of results, something that will get them more support, and all of that sort of stuff. And so we've been really looking at the best ways of diversifying our product offering. And the main things that we've been doing around that are both me making myself available more for consulting. So since I think it was early last year, we started selling what I call power hours. These are 1 hour focused consult calls with me that have been just so much fun to do, but also so gratifying and rewarding, seeing how much we can actually get accomplished in just 1 hour, and seeing what people have been able to then go away and do and achieve in their memberships as a result of just having that really highly focused hour. And it's very specifically consulting. It's not coaching. You're not paying me for an hour for me to kind of say, hey, you can do it, just believe in yourself. No, you're paying me for an hour to sit you down and say, listen, this is exactly what to do to get more sales, to improve retention, to fix this problem. And it's been a lot of fun to do. And so this is something that we're going to be exploring a bit more, pushing a little bit more as part of diversifying how we serve the wider membership industry. And the other key thing has been the launch of our Membership Accelerator. So this is a small group mastermind program that is entirely growth focused. Again, only open to people who already have memberships up and running, who are looking to grow, who have been running for a certain amount of time, and they are looking for that real next level for their membership. And this is something I kept deliberately small. So we've gone with a cohort of just 6 people, because I'm going all in on each and every person within that cohort. And it's a nice little hybrid product. It's something it took a little while for me to decide on how I wanted it to look. So we have the group mastermind element. So we've got a fantastic cohort who all come together in a little private WhatsApp group where they're supporting each other and sharing ideas and you know, talking to each other through launches and campaigns that they're doing. the group comes together for a monthly mastermind call over Zoom, where everyone gets an hour-long spot to really deep dive with the input of the cohort into something in their membership. We also come together once a quarter in person to have a meet. So we have people fly over from the US, fly over from Europe, and travel in from different parts of the UK to meet up in person, to do our mastermind in person, and to hang out, grab dinner, spend some social time together as well. And we also have fantastic guest experts coming in. So every month there's a little resident expert. I say little, I don't know why I said little. I don't think they're not physically small, but we have a resident expert comes in for a week. So for a week, they join the WhatsApp group. They make themselves available for short private sessions as well, so 15-minute power sessions. So everyone in the cohort gets a chance to get one-on-one time privately as well. And we do an office hours call together. So we do a two-hour-long Q&A with that guest expert as well. We have the fantastic Teresa Heath Waring, who's really been helping people with their funnels, with webinars, with their promotional campaigns. We've got Funk Roberts coming in from Over 40 Alpha, one of the most successful fitness memberships in the world. He's coming in next month to help people with their community vibe, with really ramping up engagement, and using, you know, like tribe building techniques to improve their retention. So we have that, and they all get a private 1 hour session with me every month as well. So it is a real hybrid program with events, with guest experts that really go deep as well, with the cohort experience of the mastermind and with private consulting with me. And I'm absolutely loving it, and the feedback so far and the progress so far people are making is great. So this is something that is absolutely going to become a more central part of what we're offering. So I have explored the idea of two cohorts running side by side. I don't think I would want more than 6 to 8 people inside one cohort, but I've considered perhaps running a second cohort, maybe one that's US-based, one that's Europe-based, where I can travel over the US and run the event over there. And of course, just looking for ways to refine that. But this is a big, big part of the shift this year. It's looking at how else we can serve people. On the consulting side in particular, that's going to be something where I'm going to go a little bit deeper. So I love the simplicity of the power hours, but there's more we can do on that front as well for those people who need more. I've been doing site audits as well for people, which is a lot of fun to do. But also, I'm probably looking to work with maybe 2 to 3 membership businesses or subscription companies on a much more integrated level as kind of their membership wingman. And so that's something I'm going to be exploring more as well over the coming year. So yeah, that diversification of how we serve people, again, it's in line with how needs in the market are changing. So we always need to be looking at the bigger picture of what our audience need and want and how that's changed. So we should be taking stock every year or so. How has the market changed? How has the average big picture journey of our audience changed? How have their needs changed? Where does my membership currently fit within that picture? Because it's unlikely you will cover the absolute entirety of the journey and the needs that your audience have. There'll be some people who are way too beginner level for your membership who you don't necessarily want to work with right now, or you don't have a way of working with them. There'll also be people who will need far more than a membership can ever realistically provide. So your membership is highly unlikely to cover absolutely every inch of grass on the field within your market. And so having a real top-down understanding of where you fit, what isn't covered, what opportunities there are for you to diversify your offering, or to just rule out, you know, I never want to work with this demographic. Not because I don't like them, not because they're too basic or too advanced, just I don't feel this is a part of my market I want to serve. Having that analysis, having that understanding, regularly reviewing it, looking for opportunities to either diversify and expand the different products you offer, the different services you offer, or just to further clarify which parts of your community, your audience you want to serve. That's something we should all be doing. And so that, I would say, is the third real big way that we're changing this year. And the fourth big thing that is shifting is that we are about to increase the price of Membership Academy. So Membership Academy, the price has gone up a number of times over the years, but it's been a while since we've increased the Academy price. I think the last time we increased it was maybe 5 years ago, which is insane because we have added so much since then. Since the last price increase, we've not only been rolling out our growth roadmap, we've added in our AI library, we've added in the member missions, the coaching from me, again, that's been added in there. We've had phenomenal workshops on everything from AI to mental health to offboarding to real specific promotional campaigns like splinter campaigns and so on. So we've just raised the bar again and again and again and again, but we haven't raised the price as we've done that. That's changing. So on the 20th of February, so this February, not way off in the future. So I think this episode will be going out on the 3rd of Feb. So in just over 2 weeks' time, the price of Membership Academy will be going up. It's currently $65 a year. It is going to be going up to $79 a year. That is still an absolute steal for what is offered. I'm forgetting as well, during all of this, we released version 2.0 of Memberoni, which is our signature WordPress theme. That was a significant overhaul and upgrade to that theme. And again, we didn't even put the price up then. So on the 20th of February, the price will be going up from $65 to $79. Now, if you're already a member of Membership Academy, you will have had an email from us explaining what happened to you, because your price, the price you're paying, does not go up. When it comes to the Academy, the price that you are paying is the price you have locked in for the entire time you remain a member. And that's why I'm telling you about this on today's podcast, because the smart thing to do, if you've been thinking of joining Membership Academy, is to get yourself over there and join now before the price goes up, because if you do that, you will lock in the current price. So you can join at $65 a month right now, and it will stay at $65 a month for the entire time that you stay a member. So on the 20th of Feb, when the price goes up to $79, that's just for anyone who joins from that date onwards. You lock in your legacy price as long as you stay a member. So every single month, you're saving $14 compared to someone who waited and then joined after the price went up. Now, those people are still getting phenomenal value considering what Membership Academy provides. But you'll be getting even more value because you're getting all that good stuff and you're getting it for less. So yes, 20th of Feb, price goes up $65 to $79 or $650 a year. So currently the annual price is $590. It's going up to $650. So that increase is a little bit lower because actually we want to reward people who commit for longer, because the people who commit the longest are the ones who are more likely to get results. That's something that's been indisputable that I've seen over the last 10 years. So if you're really ready to commit, the smart thing, again, lock in that annual price right now before the Academy price goes up to $79 a month. And yeah, you're laughing all the way to the bank. You're getting incredible value and you're getting it at the lowest price it'll ever be made available for, ever again. So 20th of Feb, if you've been thinking of joining the Academy, now's the time to do it. You join before then, you lock in the current price. That stays the same. It will never be increased for the entire time you stay a member. So it's just a smart thing to do. And it's long overdue, genuinely. I mean, 5 years since the last price increase is crazy. And the reason, it's not even the reason why. I remember the last time we increased the price, that was delayed. So we'd planned to increase the price of the Academy in 2020, but then the pandemic hit. And so we wanted to hold off on that so we could keep the membership that little bit more accessible and affordable during that crazy period. So we held off on that price increase until the end of 2021. And so, yeah, like actually this price increase probably should have happened a good couple of years ago, certainly once we added the coaching element to the Academy. But Yeah, that is a big thing that's changing this year. And it's just bringing the price up to a level that is just more in line with everything that's on offer, with that increased focus on growth, with the growth roadmap, with the AI resources, the updated pre-written copy and paste email templates, the library of member missions, and the direct private coaching access that you have to me. $79 a month for that is already crazy. $65 a month for that is even crazier. So if you get that locked in before the 20th of Feb, you will be laughing. Although you won't be laughing, you'll just be applauding as you see all the fantastic wins and growth that your membership experiences. All right, so there we have it. There's that little insight into how the Academy is changing this year. Hopefully it's given a little food for thought. I hope, you know, I've tried to explain my thinking, the reasoning, and try to kind of broaden that out into some lessons and takeaways for you. So it's not just, you know, satisfying the curiosity of what we're doing. That growth focus, moving with the needs of the audience, removing that text of being willing to kind of kill my darlings, as hard as it is, just recognizing sometimes you have to cut the stuff that was working for you before that now is just redundant. Exploring opportunities to diversify your offering, maintaining that top-down view of the entire journey and needs within your audience, and really understanding the part you currently play and the opportunities that are there. And when it comes to increasing pricing, the little lesson in all of that is if you're thinking of a price increase for your membership, make sure you offer legacy pricing, because I'm sure if you're not already a member, if you were a member, you've been thinking about coming back right away, the knowledge that the price is going to go up, it gives you that little kick up the butt, that little extra focus, that extra nudge and reason to get yourself back into Membership Academy and start doing incredible things before the price goes up. So if you've been thinking about a price increase for your membership, just do what we're doing. Make sure you're utilizing that legacy pricing, because not only does it work as a marketing strategy, it's also the fairest thing to do for your existing members. So existing members, your price isn't going up. Anyone who joins before 20th of Feb, you'll lock in that price. Anyone who joins after that point, you're still getting incredible value. But, you know, you missed on that legacy pricing. All right, that is it from me. Hopefully you've enjoyed today's episode. If you have enjoyed it, hit that 5 stars in your podcast app of choice. And if you've got 30 seconds, 60 seconds to spare to add a few kind words about how the show has helped you, a top tip, a takeaway, or just some nice stuff you want to say if you've been listening for a while, I read each and every review personally. I appreciate it. I am so, so thankful, so grateful for your support, and hopefully it'll continue on. As I wrap things up for another week, that is it from me. I'll see you next time on another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. Bye for now.
If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.